You know, last week I joked, hey, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but I was referring to high school football. Of course, we're by Halloween now, and there's already Christmas lights up across the street. I love Christmas. I love Christmas carols. I love decorating the house inside and out. But guys, you gotta wait till the day after Thanksgiving. Am I right? Come on. I mean, I don't know. I love Christmas just as much as the next guy, but man, already November 1st, we have Christmas lights up everywhere. You know what? Whatever, because it's still the most wonderful time of the year because it is high school playoff season. And why is that so great? Well, an obvious reason, of course, because it is the quarterfinals, and just as you would expect, every single round, we're getting bigger and badder games. Every single conference has big West Valley games coming up this week. We're going to talk about all of them next year on the Best in the West podcast. I'm Devin Henry here on Sports360AZ.com, and we are talking the Best in the West, a quarterfinals tournament preview. And that also includes a huge game coming up for two West Valley schools, Greenway and Desert Edge. But I've talked a lot this year, maybe too much, about my thoughts on the Sunrise Mountain High School Mustangs after watching them dominate in the West Valley region for the past, graduating class? They move up to the 5A region, and I said, watch out, these guys are going to be brutal. You know, seedings are seedings, but these guys are going to be people to watch. Well, they got blown up by Centennial. A lot of people, you know, I almost said sorry that I made that prediction because, man, Sunrise went out there. I thought they had a good chance at home to take down Centennial, and Centennial just blew by them. Well, guys, we are now in the quarterfinals, and they are taking on the number 2 seed, Williamsfield. And if you remember back on September 7th, this was a 5-point ball game. Just because Centennial is really good doesn't mean Sunrise can't make this work here in the quarterfinals and move on to the semis to play Notre Dame Prep. So to get us ready for this big 5A game between a West Valley powerhouse and the Williamsfield Hawks, we bring on the head coach of the Sunrise Mountain Mustangs, Steve Decker, in his third year with the program. And we talked about you guys jumping on up to 5A this year, new conference, new schedule. What has that transition been like for you as a coach?
You know, playing teams like Centennial and Williamsfield and Campo and just all those East Valley teams, and it's been great, and it's really paid off, I think, in the end. I think we're ready, a little more ready for the playoffs.
You guys have had an extremely tough schedule. You have that renewed rivalry with Liberty, and then there was also Gilbert on the schedule. Number 1 and 2, Centennial and Williamsfield. They were the 1 and 2 seed last year, 1 and 2 seed this year, but how has this tough schedule prepared you guys for this year's tournament?
Yeah, it's really prepared us. I mean, it's prepared our coaching staff, you know, just having tough games and having to make adjustments at halftime and being prepared instead of blowing teams out. And then the kids just, you know, the resilient, just able to deal with tough games and come back and, you know, even losses and back the next week and get a win back on the track and things like that. So it's been really good for us.
Now, I want to take you back to your first year. I watched this insane kid named Chase Cord. He would literally jump over a 6-foot defender into the end zone. I'm going, holy cow, this kid is insane. And then he moves on over. He graduates, goes to Boise State, and I hear, oh, the Sunrise offense is no more. It's not going to be nearly as electric. And then I watch this new kid, Keegan Freed, as he jumps over a 6-foot defender to jump into the end zone. I'm going, what in the world are they putting in the water at Sunrise Mountain? So, Coach, what is the secret? What is in the water over in Peoria to make quarterbacks like your last two QBs?
Oh, you know what? They're just gifted athletes. You know, it's you know, they're just great kids. It's been a blessing. Not only are they great athletes, but they're great in the classroom and they're great off the field. And it's just been they're great leaders for our program, and it just kind of sets the tone. But, you know, we try to ID kids like that coming up at the freshman level, and who's going to be that type of leader and who's that type of athlete to fit our program. So, you know, we try to put kids in that position.
Now, before I let you go, of course, we got to talk about the tournament quarterfinals, and it's going to be a big game. You guys play number 2 Williamsfield, a team that you played the second week of your season, and you didn't take the win, but you made a statement hanging in there, only falling by 5 points, and now 11 weeks later, what have you guys learned that's going to flip that outcome around this time?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not 100% sure on, you know, one thing I do know is they've gotten a lot better, but we have too. So I don't know what that one thing is going to be to flip it around, but our kids are prepared. They're excited about the opportunity for sure. And we know we're going into a really well-coached, great football team when it comes to Williamsfield.
Coach Decker, thank you so much for your time and best of luck on Friday night against Williamsfield, and best of luck as your career at Sunrise Mountain goes along.
I appreciate that. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Coach. As always, so appreciative of the coaches giving us their time here on the Best in the West podcast during their school day. Big thanks to head coach Steve Decker, and best of luck to him against Williamsfield. But Sunrise Mountain, even with the move up this year to 5A, still a tremendous record. And, you know, there's still a chance that they can get double-digit wins this year, as they have in all of head coach Steve Decker's years so far as the head coach of the Sunrise Mountain Mustangs. But nonetheless, there is a ton of big games. I mentioned this Desert Edge and Greenway game. This might be extremely exciting. You can read more about this in my Best of the West notebook that I put out every single week on sports360az.com. But these are two West Valley teams that I really think could make a really good push into the semifinals by themselves, but they go on this collision course to take on each other instead, which is almost disappointing because I think that these are both teams who could end up making the semifinals. And, you know, if Cactus wasn't playing Saguaro this week, I would say the same for them. But nonetheless, this is going to be an offensive battle between Tyler Duncan, who has now reached 3,200 total yards on this 10-1 team. Then it's the freshman who has been absolutely outstanding this year, Adrian Lara. And, you know, while it's going to be a battle between two offenses, and the DEHS offense has the phenomenal ability to really spread out their offense a little bit more than Greenway can, I think it's really going to come down to the defenses. Who is going to stop who? Because we both know that this is going to be a high-octane game between both of these crews right here. So I'm really excited to see which defense steps up. This might be one of the biggest games to watch in the tournament. But another big game that I'm going to be keeping my eye on is 4 and 5. When it comes to the 6A conference, that is going to be Liberty and Highland. Of course, Highland's offense has been dynamic all year long. They average over 40 points per game besides that lone loss to Mountain Point. And whoever wins this game might be taking on Mountain Point if they can take down Chandler. But nonetheless, Mountain Point has had an up-and-down crazy season. We talked about it a couple times the past few weeks on AZ Audibles with whether it be myself, Jordan Hamm, Haley Stasiak, or Eric Sorensen over there on the couch at Sports 360 for Brad Sesmat Football AZ. But, you know, it's going to be a dangerous team that is Mountain Point and the Pride. But, you know, this is a chance where this is almost a gatekeeper game for Liberty, is kind of what I mentioned it as in my preview. Is Highland is a really great team, and if they can take down Highland, this is the gatekeeper to be able to go and take on number one Chandler. Do you deserve the right to go and take on the number one school and arguably the entire state? So, you know, I really find this game interesting because it's going to be at Liberty, and it's almost, you know, I use the term prove it games, I think maybe too much, but I really think that this is a game where prove your worth. Are you worthy almost of playing the number one school in the state in Chandler? And with that being said, it's going to be an interesting quarterback battle here because Jonah Guevara, the junior quarterback for Liberty, was dressed out against Westview, which at one point Liberty held a 56-0 lead in that game. But it was Brock Mass who took the majority of the snaps before the fourth quarter, and they put in their third-string QB at that point. But Brock Mass has done a phenomenal job, and he's actually increased the amount of reception yards per game while he's been behind center. So I think that's really interesting, and a very interesting fact when it comes to the Liberty High School Lions. Might they work the Alabama dual quarterback offense against Highland? We'll have to wait and see, but that's a game that I'm keeping my eye very closely on. And of course, Northwest Christian and Centennial still hold the number one seeds when it comes to the 3A and the 5A conference. Let's take a look at your games coming this Friday night. Like I mentioned, number 5 Highland at number 4 Liberty. That's your only 6A West Valley school. And then in the 5A tournament, of course, number 1 Centennial will be hosting number 8 Cienega. And then we just talked about this matchup, the first road team for the West Valley. Sunrise Mountain visiting Williamsfield for a huge rematch. And then number 6 Millennium will head on the road against number 3 Notre Dame Prep. And I mean, it could be a double West Valley upset, and then it's going to be Millennium versus Sunrise if that happens to be the case, but we will wait and see. And then the 4A conference has been depleted of West Valley schools after the huge upset by Seton Catholic over Peoria, and then Greenway has to play Desert Edge, so regardless, one West Valley school will be eliminated, plus Cactus will be on the road against Scottsdale Saguaro. That's going to be a big one. Saguaro has taken down the Cobras rivals Peoria the last 2 years in the second round, and so I don't know if that's a good omen or a bad omen for the Cactus Cobras. 3A tournament, Northwest Christian hosting Benjamin Franklin. 2A tournament, Trivium Prep hosting number 7 St. John's. So that is a little look at the tournament for you guys, and there's a lot of big rematches. There's a lot of just rematches in general, the Northwest Christian and Benjamin Franklin game. That's a rematch from earlier in the season. Then, of course, you have Cienega and Centennial. Then you have Sunrise and Williamsfield. So there's a lot of big rematches. We talked about some of those rematches in my edition of the Best in the West notebook. You can go and check that out at sports360az.com. Also, be sure to check out AZ Audibles. Jordan Hamm, Eric Sorensen, Haley Stasiak take you around the football world. And by world, I mean Arizona. But nonetheless, you're going to want to take a listen to that. And that is also on Brad Sesmat's Football AZ. You can check that out on Fox Sports Arizona. Weeknights all throughout the week at a majority of different times, whether it be before Coyotes games or Suns games and after the fact as well. And it is Wednesday, my boys. That means it's time for the Friday night 360 AZ preview show. You can watch live on sports360az.com at 11 a.m. or watch on demand later in the day as well. Jordan Hamm and Haley Stasiak talking to a few different guests from around the state, and not to mention giving you all the big high school football headlines. And you might just hear a little bit on West Valley schools because they account for a quarter of the remaining teams left this season. Well, that'll do for the Best in the West podcast. We got one more week before we talk semifinals. Hope you all have a fantastic rest of your week. Be sure to stick around here on sports360az.com for all of your high school football needs. I'm Devin Henry, and we'll see you next time.